This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. It's fall, and I just love this change of seasons. The anticipation of change, the searching for signs of change, daylight length, you know, the where the sun is in the sky, temperatures, flora and fauna changing or reacting to changes. If you were watching or observing me, you'd no doubt see change, especially in the summer to fall time. Maybe you'd see a little more spring to my step, or maybe more smiling. My morning songs in the kitchen aren't dirges like, "It's gonna be another hot day," or more cheery made-up ditties. You know, while I'm making the morning coffee disaster, and I let the dogs out the door while singing, "Don't get sprayed by a skunk and leave the chickens alone. If you're really good dogs, maybe give you a bone." That kind of thing, right? Oh, our biomes seem to go, the season in our biomes, they just fall seems to go on and on with many changes. Fall is the season of seasons. Yay, fall. Hey, I love to read. It's hard to find time during the day to read. So a lot of times in the evening, that's when I do my reading. Books, yeah, we subscribe to a few magazines. And I confess, sometimes I read field guides in bed. You know, if we had a road trip someplace, or we're planning a road trip someplace, I'll take a field guide and read it in bed to find out what I might see, or what I did see in the flora and fauna department, you know. Fun. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I just like to read field guides, that's for sure. The plant description, botanical description, that's very cool. I love that. But I love the notes on a plant, you know, the human uses, the critter uses, where it sits and fits in its biome. So listen, in a favorite part of the Chiricahua Mountains in southeastern Arizona and some foothills near our home, grassland, Madrean woodland, there are some mesquites. These mesquites are massive, huge. Ms. Mosquitie and I cannot get our arms around some of these mesquites, these Prosopis velutina, velvet mesquites. Some of these huge mesquites have survived fire and drought and recovered. Some are just huge trunks with only one or two living branches. So these huge mesquites, they've been around. They've been around a couple, 200-300 years, right? Had to have been. They've seen some stuff. Recently, when I went off to bed, I grabbed a field guide. I wanted to fall asleep thinking about a favorite tree, the mesquite. You know, maybe read about Prosopis glandulosa variety Toriana, or Glandulosa glandulosa, and of course, Prosopis velutina. Mesquite species and varieties, they range across the Southwest. And what I love about mesquites is this: it is the tree of life. And I love this list of uses I came across before I fell asleep one night. I'll read it to you. Don't fall asleep on me. This is the uses of mesquite, and it's sort of a quote: construction, cordage, cosmetics, dye, fiber, food, fuel, medicine, shelter, tools, weapons, and other practical and aesthetic purposes, unquote. And, you know, and everything on that list has a list of its own, right? You know, so you say food, mesquite, bean flour, honey, right? And the list of lists, the list goes on. The uses go on and on. If I went around the mountains to the east side of the Chiricahua Mountains, I'd start finding Prosopis glandulosa variety Toriana. If I went further east, maybe getting the glandulosa variety glandulosa. And guess what? The list of uses is the same. Mesquites are the trees of life in the deserts of the Southwest. A nice thought to fall asleep with, right? Oh, my goodness. And to waking up to, you know, on a fall morning, you know, singing away, "Oh, the borderlands are beautiful, it's understood. Fall is coming in, it's really, really good." It is really good. It's really, really good. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie. And this has been Growing Native.